Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to my Friday Five. Lovely to be back in your ear. And for those of you listening to me in the UK, I hope that you are cozied up somewhere warm. It's been a weird old week, hasn't it, weather-wise? I nearly got clean blown away by the gales earlier and the chilly rain. Well, typical for a bank holiday weekend, I guess. But it did mean that I spent a little bit more time cozied up indoors, like so many of us. And it gave me the chance to dig a little deeper into research for a few things with some new articles. You will now find these live on the Lizard Wellbeing website. There is a fascinating new feature all about reishi mushrooms. Very interesting new research here into so many immune enhancing properties of these fabulous fungi, as well as their ability to help modulate our immune response to pollen, especially, and help for hay fever. So do check that one out if hay fever is bothering you right now. And also on that note, you may have seen or heard my Instagram or Facebook Live with the natural health practitioner Emma Davies. We discussed the usefulness of a polyphenol called quercetin, especially when it comes to dampening down the overreaction of our histamine production, which can then trigger our hay fever symptoms. Well, quercetin is found in certain foods, such as red-skinned apples and red onions, along with brassicas such as broccoli. And you'll find an excellent new article all about this on the Lazar Wellbeing website now. And as someone with pretty bad hay fever at the moment, all of this early tree pollen being blown around, you know, I am finding the quercetin supplements really helpful, and they work just as well for me as conventional antihistamines without any of the side effects. So worth having a look. Well, in other news, I wanted to share with you an update from last week. And this was from Dr. Zoe Hodson last week when we spoke about the scandalous lack of testosterone as a replacement hormone for women. You may recall that we spoke about how all women make natural supplies of testosterone. In fact, we make more testosterone in our ovaries than we do estrogen. It's an essential female hormone, but one which we start to lose from our 30s onwards. Now, this not only affects sex drive and libido, one of the main things that testosterone is famous for, but importantly, it can dramatically affect brain function, reducing our cognitive capabilities, memory capacity, and more, as well as reducing muscle strength and can bring on extreme fatigue. Well, following on from Dr. Zoe's call to action to ask if all the UK's regional formularies will allow women to be able to reclaim their missing hormones. At the moment, only a handful of local CCGs actually allow GPs to prescribe testosterone for women, despite its extremely good safety record and rates of efficacy. Do you know, it's a real postcode lottery out there, like so many things. Well, she has just updated me with the news that the Lancashire CCG have responded to say that they are taking it to panel. I guess that's a good thing. She says she's still waiting for replies from loads of them. She says she's going to chase up the emails once she has ploughed through the 144 different formularies. And she also writes to say, I have emailed NICE as well, but nothing back yet. So watch this space. And a big thank you to all those who helped contact your local CCG, which you can do online. And you can find information on Zoe's Instagram on how to do that. She is the Manchester Menopause Hive on Instagram, and lots of good stuff she puts on there too. P.S., she says, you don't know anyone who works at Hasbro, do you? We need a menopause monopoly. Menopoly, she puts in bracket. Get it? But she says, they won't reply to me. So can you help? Well, I'll put this out there. I don't know anybody. Anybody have any contacts at Hasbro? Let me know. You can email us here. That's hq@lizarwellbeing.com. Or you can contact Dr. Zoe Hodson via her Instagram. And as I say, you'll find her at Manchester Menopause Hive. Well, talking of Instagram, another post that I spotted earlier this week came from the award-winning consultant cardiologist and visiting professor of evidence-based medicine, Dr. Asim Malhotra, otherwise known on Instagram as Lifestyle Medicine Doctor. He posted a really very hard-hitting and arresting diagram on his Instagram a few days ago, saying that high blood glucose, even in non-diabetics, so just eating one Krispy Kreme donut, for example, is significantly associated with increased risk of death from coronavirus. Well, you know me and my battle to get us all eating a bit less in the way of sugar and refined carbs. So I just had to find out more on this, especially as Dr. Asim then went on to say that anyone becoming unwell should immediately stop eating all sugar and refined carbs. Well, here he is to tell us more. So, Asim, a very warm welcome back. I'm absolutely delighted to have you back here. I know that my listeners love all your brilliant advice and just such a different way of framing health. So thank you for being with us again.
My pleasure. Always lovely to speak to you, Liz.
Well, thank you. And I just had to pick up the phone to you because I looked at your Instagram, as I always do whenever you're posting. And you said earlier this week, high blood glucose, even in non-diabetics, so eating one Krispy Kreme donut, for example, is significantly associated with increased risk of death from the COVID virus. And I just thought that was so hard-hitting. And for you as an NHS-trained cardiologist, hospital consultant, to say something like that, I really just wanted to give you a little bit of airtime here so that we could talk through this.
Sure. No, thank you, Liz, for that. I think it's a really important issue, and I'm really glad that you've, something that you want to discuss through your podcast and getting out to your listeners as well. So we've known for a long time within medicine in general, patients with type 2 diabetes or even type 1 diabetes get admitted to hospital with high glucose or poor blood glucose control, for example, with infections, are much more likely to suffer complications and die. And that's something that is, being accepted within medicine, but not something that we've kind of thought a lot about in the sense that, viruses and bacteria seem to thrive more off high blood sugar. And now we now have data suggesting that the same problem is occurring with COVID-19, even as back as sort of November last year. There was a very large Spanish study that was able to find a strong association with people admitted to hospital with higher than normal blood glucose levels, even in those that were non-diabetic, and it being associated with increased risk of being admitted to ITU, needing more ventilation and oxygen, and even increased risk of death. And I think that's important because what for me it highlights is that in that situation, if you are unlucky enough to contract the virus, one of the worst things you can do at that point in time is to consume junk food and high glycemic index carbohydrates and sugar. So I think, what's important for people to understand is that in any time that, you get ill, whether you get flu or whatever else, what you eat is so important to reduce the risk of you getting sicker. Your nutrition it needs to be optimized at that point. I mean, it should be optimized anyway, but even more so if you are suffering from a viral infection.
This is just so interesting. And it's a message that is not getting out there in the mainstream. I have never heard any doctor say, let alone a consultant, say, watch the amount of sugar that you eat, avoid sugar if you're sick. What is the medical evidence? Because we do hear, and obviously I hear because I work in the world of well-being with non-medics as well as properly trained medical doctors. What is the evidence that sugar is so destructive when it comes to our immune system?
So there are two mechanisms where high blood glucose is detrimental to health. So one is increases inflammation within the body. So you've got this chronic inflammatory state where your immune system is essentially activated by higher blood glucose levels, because higher blood glucose levels means that your cells cannot function optimally. And that does tend to trigger this sort of chronic inflammation in general, you know, in anyone that's got chronically high blood glucose, even type 2 diabetics, for example. So that's one mechanism. Certainly as a cardiologist, I can tell you that at the root cause of heart disease is also related to excess blood glucose triggered or sort of initiated initially also by high blood insulin levels. So insulin is a hormone that helps maintain blood glucose within what we call a healthy range. And if your insulin is too high because you're consuming too much blood glucose, insulin itself even also acts as a kind of what we call pro-inflammatory. Has a pro-inflammatory effect. And both insulin and glucose, Liz, also, as well as being pro-inflammatory, are pro-thrombotic. So what they do is they increase your risk of having blood clots. And what we've seen certainly in patients with heart attacks is that if they have high blood glucose and they have a heart attack, then their risk of death is significantly higher, both through these inflammatory mechanisms, but also from the point of from the perspective of they increase the risk of sort of more severe clots that are going to cause more damage to your organs, in particular in this situation towards the heart. So when it comes to COVID-19, the other, you know, what has now been established is that the most severe form of COVID-19 is people who suffer from the acute respiratory distress syndrome. So essentially, the COVID causes the inflammation within the lungs, they get a pneumonia, and then the immune system has an exaggerated response to try and deal with that pneumonia, and that ends up destroying lung tissue. And high blood glucose seems to increase the risk of that as well. So there's lots of different things going on, but I think the two things people need to realize is increased inflammation from high blood glucose and increased risk of clotting or prothrombotic. So what can we do about it? Well, we need to basically think about all of the different lifestyle factors that can help manage or reduce the high blood glucose. And the most important thing is actually reducing the consumption of foods that are going to raise your blood glucose particularly high. And those are really your sugars and your high glycemic index carbohydrates. So, you know, I had one patient who's a type 2 diabetic who actually sent her type 2 diabetes into remission several years ago, had followed some of my work and managed to get her type 2 diabetes into remission. I've been in contact with her. And she interestingly got, COVID-19 early on before anybody else. It was subsequently proved with an antibody test and got quite sick, but didn't need hospital admission. And she's pretty convinced that because she was, her type 2 diabetes was in remission because she'd cut out all of the high glycemic index carbohydrates, that helped her not get very ill and perhaps even saved her life. And then as an experiment, once she'd obviously come through all of this, she decided just to see what would happen to her blood glucose if she had ate one donut. In this particular instance, it was a single Krispy Kreme donut.
Oh no.
And it sent her blood glucose through the roof, Liz.
Wow.
It sent it through the roof. So, you know, that's somebody who's already obviously predisposed, but even in people I know that are non-diabetics who, you know, have glucose monitors and eat some of these foods, you can see their blood glucose spike significantly. So, you know, it's quite clear. Of course, people are going to argue saying, you know, what's wrong with the occasional treat, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. But the problem we have in this country at the moment is the amount of sugar and refined carbohydrates we're consuming is really very high and to levels that are really toxic to the body. And of course, that's affecting population health in a very detrimental way.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And of course, we're talking about care for acute, an acute issue here, an acute illness. And the difference in many cases between life and death. And I think there are three very quick points I'd like to pick up on here before we go. One is presumably all this talk of bake for carers and taking cakes and donuts and goodness knows what else into hospitals or to people who are sick is not a good idea. Would you say so?
Absolutely. And the reason that people are doing this within the healthcare sector, Liz, you'd think, you know, should know better, is basically just lack of knowledge, complete lack of educational knowledge on the impact of food on health. And at the same time, an exaggerated belief, if you like, an over-optimistic view of the power of modern medicine to the extent where for some people, with the lack of knowledge about the impact on food on health, they think it doesn't really matter what you eat. You've got drugs that can deal with the complications of, you know, poor diet, et cetera. In addition to not realizing that the impact of diet on health is quite rapid, both in a detrimental way, but also in a good way, that you can rapidly improve health markers within just a few days to a few weeks of changing diet. So there's all of that thrown in there. But I think what people need to understand is it's very likely that your own doctor, and that's through no fault of his own, doesn't know any of this stuff. And we've got lots of data showing that doctors realize that the importance of diet, but they have very little training knowledge because it's not something taught in medical school. You know, one simple example I'd give you, there was a large study done in the United States looking at the medical knowledge of nutrition amongst doctors. And only one in three, Liz, and this is not rocket science, only one in three doctors could actually identify what an oily fish was.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so yeah, there's a big potential knowledge gap. I want to ask you about what's happening in India, if I may, just very briefly, because this is a topical podcast. You are of Indian origin, and I know that you've got many friends and family over still in India. We've talked about diabetes, we've talked about metabolic health here. Is that a factor in the rising number of cases in India?
I think the answer to that question is almost certainly, Liz. The reason I'm saying almost is India hasn't been, historically very good at collecting data in these sorts of situations. Certainly right now, we don't have very good, strong data to show that the that it's affecting people who have metabolic syndrome. But from what we already know already from the past, you know, year and a half of this pandemic, if you like, almost certainly the people that are going to be worst affected are going to be people who have metabolic syndrome, which is essentially, you know, a condition related to excess body fat, even at people of a so-called normal BMI. We are hearing case reports and anecdotes of younger people in India, people the age of 40, 41 dying, and they're quite significantly overweight. So I think that, or, you know, India also has a very high prevalence of what we call metabolic syndrome, as I described earlier. One in three people, adults, have metabolic syndrome. The diet in India is very, very poor in relation to very high sugar, very high refined carbohydrate. A lot of westernized foods now have have sort of displaced a lot of the traditional diet, or certainly being eaten on top of the traditional diet. So it's a metabolic time bomb that's been there for a long time. Unfortunately, COVID is now exploiting that in India. And it's causing, you know, quite considerable damage, because I have many friends and family in India. My uncle in India, for example, three of his friends, you know, who are relatively okay, they may not have been optimal metabolic health, but there was no reason for them to suddenly die. Three of them died from COVID-19. So I think it highlights, one, that this virus in certain risk groups can be absolutely lethal, and it's certainly much more lethal than the flu virus, certainly for the older adults. And this particular strain, Liz, I think, is just more contagious, and that's why it's spread quite rapidly within India. The good news, I think people should be reassured. I think it's very, very likely that our vaccination program, the vaccines that are out there that people have taken already, will protect you from this strain causing serious illness, which is reassuring. But of course, you know, we want the whole world to be on top of this pandemic as soon as possible.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for covering that point. And lastly, I can't let you go, and this is perhaps going to be a little bit of a cliffhanger for my listeners. You talked about the impact of sugar on our overall health. And as a cardiologist, you were talking a lot about heart health and blood clots. And I think this will become as a little bit of a surprise, maybe not so to people who are regular listeners here, but to hear somebody of your stature and your knowledge really highlighting sugars and not fats. And I know that that's something that we are going to be coming back to and talk again in more detail. But very briefly, top line, sugars and heart disease, clear connection?
Yes, absolutely. Clear connection, sugar and heart disease, in terms of it driving the insulin resistance, which is the number one risk factor, if you like, for heart attacks. And on the converse of that, though, Liz, dietary fat does not cause heart disease. Dietary fat does not cause heart disease. And I think people need to understand that. But there'll be more to come on that in the next few months.
To be continued. Asim, thank you so much for your time today. It's always such a pleasure and great to get such evidence-based information. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Liz.
Well, pretty unequivocal stuff, don't you think? And always a pleasure to talk evidence-based medicine here, especially with someone who isn't afraid to speak out against some of the biggest powers at play, that is the food and the pharmaceutical industries. More from Dr. Asim on this in the future, for sure. And in the meantime, I can't help but feel a little bit uneasy at the focus of cookie and cake baking for healthcare rewards or fundraising, and wonder if this is the wrong message being promoted here, when we're all about finding ways to actually better support our immune systems and our well-being. Not that I'm against a bit of home baking, by the way. And if you fancy a lower sugar muffin recipe right now, you will find a very good one over on my Lizelle Wellbeing website. This is made with banana and grated apple for natural sweetness, no added sugars at all. And in this latest recipe, I've added a spoonful of matcha tea powder. And you might have seen me demo this lovely frothed up matcha latte on This Morning, the show on Monday with Phil and Rochelle. Of course, Phil's reaction was absolutely classic. I think we can safely say he is not a fan of matcha tea, but if you make it properly into a creamy latte, I actually highly rate it. And the matcha muffins are delicious too. So if you fancy taking a look at how to make a simple and very tasty matcha latte, do head over to the Lizelle Wellbeing YouTube channel. Lots more videos and film clips being loaded there as I speak. So do be sure to click the subscribe button if you would like to be kept in the loop. That is the Lizelle Wellbeing channel over on YouTube. And talking about being kept in the loop, thank you very much indeed for all your 5-star reviews and ratings for this little podcast over on iTunes. A few reviews just in, which I can share with you. This one showing that not all reviews are positive. This is from Janie, 44, who says, disappointed. I've always trusted Liz and her advice for many years, but feel disappointed that she was promoting some miracle fat loss supplements. I've shown these to a doctor and a nutritionist and was told not to waste my money as they are completely useless. My favourite episodes are when Dr. Louise Newson is on. All menopausal ladies need to listen to her. Well, absolutely they do. And all I would say, I think that you're probably there talking about the Amino Slim amino acid supplement, which is very interesting indeed. And I think two things here. I think firstly, we know how little nutritional training, if any, GPs have. Dr. Asim was talking about that very thing. So it's always a bit of a minefield asking a GP for nutritional advice. They may know, they may not. But especially when it's focused on the activity maybe of something new or a specific nutrient perhaps. And all I can say is it works for me. And I have known the nutritionist and the personal trainer Zana Morris for many, many years. And she has treated many, many midlife women, particularly who find this amino acid to be helpful for fat dispersals. And I think as we discover more about the interplay with growth hormones, our circadian rhythms, our genetic profiling, the hunger hormones such as ghrelin, we are going to be hearing even more about new ways to helpfully hack into our well-being. And no doubt more on that to come. So stay tuned if you would like to take a listen, of course. A couple more here. This one is from Manderbird, who has obviously been listening to a lot of the HRT podcast, because you say, thank you so much for this information on Estradose. I am outraged that this is happening to women and that the MRHA are ineffective in resolving the issue. Liz, you are correct that if this was a man's problem, it would be sorted already. What can we do to put pressure on the MHRA to do something? Well, I think all we can do is to continue to report issues. If you have an issue with overlabeled Estragel, which underneath you find to be Estradose, or maybe you've been given Estradose and you find that your menopausal symptoms return, you need to raise the issue. You need to fill in the Yellow Card app. You can download that from the App Store. It's the MHRA official Yellow Card reporting app. You know, we're being encouraged to do it for all sorts of things. Vaccine side effects, medicine side effects, anything that you want to say about a medication. You just fill in your details, you put in the batch number, and it really helps to get informed information back to the regulators. So really important that we do this. And also you can talk to your pharmacist, you can talk to your GP about it as well to raise awareness. There are more features if you want to read up on Liz Our Wellbeing website, and also on the Menopause Doctor website, you will find clinical information on her website especially. Last one here, the most recent review left on 4th of May. May the 4th be with you indeed. I hope it was. And this was left by Pips, who says, brilliant podcast as always, informative, extremely interesting and well-researched. Kudos to Liz and her team. Thank you very much, Pips. Much appreciated. Now, before I go, don't forget to check out the website, lizourwellbeing.com. There's quite a lot more up there at the moment, especially on food, on fitness, on weight loss, getting ready for summer, on menopause matters, obviously, and gut health. And you can also sign up for the free weekly newsletter. I hope you are enjoying that, because we've got some excellent recipes in this week's edition. We've got some new Liz Loves offer codes and discounts, as well as a free competition to win one of Lily's incredible LED face masks with the near infrared technology, worth nearly £2,000. So it's a really, really good one to enter. After all, somebody has to win it. Well, it won't be me because I'm not allowed to enter. Shame. But do make sure that you do. Good luck. And on that positive note, have a great week ahead. Enjoy the weekend if you're listening to me in real time. So until next time, with lots more from the world of well-being to come to you over the airwaves. Go well. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.